It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth are donating $500,000 to the Woolsey Fire relief efforts after losing their Malibu home. In a statement from Miley's rep, Miley and Liam revealed their community and state are very special to them, and they want to give back to the place that has created so many beautiful memories for themselves and others. They're donating $500,000 to the Malibu Foundation through Miley's charity, Happy Hippie, in hopes to restore Malibu's magic. The funds are going to be used for those in financial need, emergency relief assistance, community rebuilding, wildfire prevention, and climate change resilience.
I saw that photo online of, like, was it like, say, like Love, where it used to be inside their house, and like after it looked how it got burnt down. It's so sad.
Yeah. While Miley and Liam unfortunately lost their $2.5 million four-bedroom house, their rep said that they are very grateful to be safe along with their animals. Also, I'm so excited about this. Miley Cyrus could be starring in an episode of Black Mirror after she was spotted filming for the series in South Africa. Now, no details have been confirmed about her being on it, but we do know that the fifth season is expected to drop on Netflix in December. So we only have 1 month to wait, and we get new Black Mirror episodes, which I have been saying from the beginning, and so is Joe. If you have not watched Black Mirror yet on Netflix, where have you been?
It is amazing.
Why are you guys looking at me? I'm never going to watch it.
I know.
Because you have to watch it.
You need to watch it. Producer Porkchop said off air he hasn't watched it.
It's not scary. It's just weird. It's not scary.
And get past the first episode. There's no order of it either. Just the first one you watch. Holy crap. Awkward.
Mind-blowing. Christina Aguilera, I don't know if you heard about this, but she had decided to hit up this local bar with some friends. She was in New Orleans visiting, and she tried to get up on stage, and the guy that was singing in the band told her no. Like, he was like, oh, no, you can't come up here.
Probably like, oh, God, here's a drunk lady, girl's night out, right?
Right, and so she was kind of like, well, he must have not known who I was. It's okay. She kind of, like, talked about it to the news. That's really embarrassing. Well, now the band leader is speaking out and saying that he just didn't happen to recognize her in the moment. She was right.
We would really love to have you come back. I promise you, we'll do any song you want to do, honey.
So if she could come back and perform with you, what song would you want her to sing with you?
Dun, 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 dun. Lady Mama. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Rob Kardashian filed to lower his child support payments to ex-fiancé Blac Chyna for their 2-year-old daughter. The reality star pays the model $20,000 a month, but claims in court that he can no longer afford those orders. Man, what the heck is wrong with him?
To be fair, he doesn't have $20,000 bucks to give out.
I don't understand his situation. It's like, it's crazy how broke he is compared to his siblings, and just none of his companies are taken off the ground very well.
Well, it's because he has, like, almost like zero work ethic.
Right.
Also,
that's the problem.
He doesn't sign on to do the show. He hasn't done the show in how many years?
That's so dumb. He's asking for a modification on his payments, claiming that the restraining order against Blac Chyna that she filed against him for domestic violence has actually caused him significant damage. And the final season of Game of Thrones is going to air in spring of next year. HBO announced that the 8th and final season of the hit show will premiere in April 2019. That's 20 months after the show's 7th season wrapped in August of 2017. No start date was given, and the season will feature 6 episodes, one fewer than season 7.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be awesome.